They say if you snooze, you lose, but what if you risk losing money? Surely that changes the game. We're about to chat with Philip Morgan-Reece from Milford Asset Management about this. This segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Philip. Are we wasting time and money if we try and time the market?
Morning. It's one of the behaviours that we see, and think of it this way. So the market has just dropped, and I think, I'm going to sell out and wait on the sidelines. What I've actually done there is I've sold low, and once I am happy that markets have stabilized at a higher amount, I've bought high. So where do you sell low and buy high?
It's completely wrong.
And it's the completely wrong thing. So trying to time the market and wait it out is not great. Also, trying to figure out when to go into the market, you only know they're stabilized after they've stabilized.
So it's
almost impossible. Too late.
So when do you then get your money out? How do you advise people on that?
So quite easy. We plan it. So for a lot of people in KiwiSaver, for example, think three phases. You've got accumulation. I want to get as big a number as I can that I'm comfortable with, you know, investing. Second one, pre-retirement. That's the key time, because that's when you're planning what you're going to do with the money. Mm-hmm. And because markets can be volatile, you want to be planning when to extract your money. And then the third phase is the retirement phase, when we look at it again and say, so how should we be doing the things that we set out to do? Because things will change, right? So you've constantly got to be looking at that.
So but can I ask you this question? Because with I'm unsure how KiwiSaver works. You hit 65.
Yep.
I'm assuming most people don't take out their whole KiwiSaver. They keep most of it in and just take little chunks at a time.
It varies. So you've got to do a statutory declaration to get a hold of your money, but then it's free for you to use. The way I describe it is you have an investment fund in a KiwiSaver wrapper.
Yes.
But you could just as well have an investment fund that's standalone and you can access it any time. Our particular style is to actively manage. And what that means is that we try and pick the winners and we try and avoid the losers. But at no point will we kind of come out of the market and go to cash.
And I think the key thing I was trying to make is people think, I need this much to retire when I hit 65. Your money's going to continue to work for you post-65, remember?
Completely, because if you think about it this way, how long do you need to plan for? Well, we don't know.
No.
But as a reference point, we've got longevity tables, right? And in New Zealand today, it's 86 and 88. 86 for a male, sorry, fellas. 88 for a female. How good is that? Right? But actually, think about it. People with money typically are more affluent and typically have better health. And therefore, you're planning for people into their 90s normally.
Yep.
So you're looking at 65 to for those people, still grow their sum so they can continue to enjoy doing the things that they want to do.
It's retirement income, not retirement savings.
Yes, good one, James.
Well, it's a classic, isn't it? It's you're making your money work for you, which is what we hear. And it's not until we've got that money later in life that we can actually make our money work for us. That will buy a Aventador, a Lamborghini. Sure, cool. And that's what choice is all about. Yeah.
If you want to find out more and get a good deal on a Lambo, or you get some guidance and some chat with a guru like Philip, just go to milfordasset.com.